Welcome to the Medicine Show. We are live on a Friday night. This is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence doing the show tonight without Salt of the Earth, DJ Ali Babagzani from the back alley. And we are blessed to have a musical guest, Haley Dais and Luca, on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam Land. We'll be right back with our guests in just a few minutes with some live music. Welcome to the Medicine Show with Haley Dais and Luca. So tonight, featuring Haley Dais, she grew up the daughter of an opera singer in Rochester, New York. She grew up the daughter of an opera singer in Rochester, New York. In the process of traveling the country and rerouting in Seattle, Washington, she blended her classical roots, study of poetry, and passion for deep human connection to create songs with her baritone ukulele and narrate internal landscapes of healing and heart. This is Haley Dais on The Medicine Show. Go ahead.
Touch me like you touch your garden, silently making a way for the green. With steady movements of your humble hands as they clear away my hesitation. blackberries, you will give me a song, singing,
Haley Deus on The Medicine Show. And we also have with us Luca. And Luca is also, well, he traveled here from Seattle with Haley. Luca, he traveled from Seattle today and he plays electric guitar, sings, and writes original songs. This is Luca.
Yo, yo.
And he's actually holding a bow in his hand and playing a hollow body electric guitar. So let's check it out.
Have you learned to walk again? Or did you forget that impact? You're still alive and well. The ledges you have fallen down. It might seem like glaciers were melting. All that can be done is to place one foot in front of the other one. Can take you down the river, there is much, there is much time to heal. So slow it down now,
slow it down,
slow down. You're still alive and well. Can be done is to place one foot in front of the other one. And so it may seem like glaciers when melting. Can be done is to place one foot in front of the other one.
We'll be right back on The Medicine Show in just a moment.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
You are, you're the coffee.
should give yourself to me. Give it all. I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star.
Feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Follow, no matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. Oh, 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 you're the best part. Oh, 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 best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
And we're back on the Medicine Show.
Narcotics King. Big time racketeer.
This computer wants to keep on throwing out some Rifleman stuff. That's funny. Okay, welcome back to the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, and these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And thanks to everyone around the world who stands up against tyranny and corruption in their own way, we'd like to acknowledge all the people around the world who are experiencing hardship. Well, you know, blessings to all, and prayers go out to all of our relations, which is everybody and everything that we are surrounded by, including the animals, the environment, and our ancestors. Thanks to the Creator for this mercy and the comforts we share. Tonight's prescription tonight on the Medicine Show is our community is like a garden. Tend to it with compassion. So we're going to be asking our guests after a couple of songs, how do we express compassion? And what do they propose in their own way to express compassion? We're going to listen to a little bit more of Haley Dais. How are you doing, Haley?
You.
Say again?
I'm great. Just great. Very excited to be in Vancouver. I haven't been to Canada in a while.
Yeah? And do you come up here once in a while and play some music with us?
This is my first time on this side, but I'm from upstate New York, so I've been on that end of Canada quite a bit with my fam.
All right.
So it's good to be here.
So can you tell us, first of all, what was the name of that first song that you did?
That one was called Touch Me Like You Touch Your Garden.
Okay.
And this next one I'm going to sing is called Green Again.
Sounds good. Take it away.
All right. Is there time to change what I have built with my bones? Will I find peace of mind if I rebuild with stone to strengthen the walls around my broken ground? Take a handful of hope and bury it way down. What about a wild adventure? What about a broken rule? Makes the heart feel so empowered while it's acting like a fool. Something we can salvage. Will you help me find the root to bring with me, to bring with me when I travel far away from you, from you. Take away this whole city, all the shouting, all the horns. Something new is beginning. It needs silence to be born. In this world of confusion, who we are is hardly clear until someone comes and holds up a mirror. What about a wild adventure? What about a broken rule? Makes the heart feel so empowered while it's acting like a fool. Is there something we can salvage? Will you help me find the root to bring with me when I travel far away from you, from you? Could not. will grow the things you and I could not. And when this dry brown husk becomes green again, it will grow the things you and I could not.
All right, all right. Thank you so much, Haley Deas.
Thank you.
Luca, I'm assuming that loss, go ahead, you can initiate there. I was saying that I guess that last song was Glaciers, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what song do you want to do next?
This next one is called Shattered Kid.
All right. Can you say anything about that? Is this... an observation, or what was the impetus for this song?
It kind of goes into the whole compassion idea, topic of the night, but having compassion for yourself first.
Okay.
And kind of having forgiveness for yourself before you can forgive others and have compassion for others and something like that.
Sounds good. Go ahead. We'll let the song speak.
Okay.
How many walk-offs before this gets locked up? Do we file this under some failed mistake we've made? But is this last all? Or is this where we get off? We're coming, we're going. I'll wait here for shattered kid. You broke your fall, you broke some bones, but after all, forgive yourself, forgive yourself, forgive yourself, forgive yourself. You shattered kid. You broke your fall, you broke some bones, but after all, forgive yourself, forgive yourself, forgive yourself. Give yourself this time. You're breaking me over. And over and again. Are you finished telling me? You'll never leave, you my best friend. But how many mountains must a woman and a man climb every day? Learn how to stay. You shattered kid. You broke your fall. You broke some bones. But after all, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You shattered kid. You broke your fall. You broke some bones. But after all, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself, forgive yourself, forgive yourself this time. This time. This time, oh, oh, this time. You shattered gate, you broke your fall, you broke some bones, but after all, forgive yourself, forgive yourself, forgive yourself. Give yourself, you shattered kid, you broke your fall, you broke some bones, but after all, forgive yourself, forgive yourself, forgive yourself, forgive yourself this time.
Beautiful. Wow, nice guys. That was nice harmony.
Thanks.
And beautiful song. So we were discussing before the break and before all that music about a prescription, which is basically just sort of a theme for our show, which is compassion. And Haley was saying that she was writing about, you know, gardens as a metaphor to describe it. And I like that, tending to your garden in your community. How can we be responsible and tend to our community and show compassion? And how can we show compassion? What are some examples that you feel that could be displayed more in our community and our culture?
Well, one analogy that I always like to make is the garden one, and I see people as very similar to plants, and oftentimes I think of different people as different kinds. So there's succulents that don't need water as often because they can hold it within, and there's other plants that need it every day, and spider plants need it every couple of days. And so if we see people as different beings with different needs, I think that showing compassion to me in my form of it is to notice, is to pay more attention to noticing what people need without them speaking it, because I think so much of what we do need goes unsaid. And being a good noticer and being good at tending to the different types of plants that people are is a way that I like to do it, just noticing what people need without them having to say it.
Well, that's definitely a form of being mindful, and, you know, it's like being a good listener in a way, but you're actually saying sometimes people have a hard time expressing what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And you find it like some people might not be quite so keen at observation. Is there, you know, how do people go about, you know, becoming more, I guess, to me, what comes to mind right away is things like prayer, to be more observant, more wise and stuff like that, and talking to your inner spirit and to the great spirit, the creator or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's what I think of immediately when you say that, because mm-hmm. I always find, you know, unless people say it, how we don't want to, it's just hard to tell sometimes. Mm-hmm. What do you think of being compassionate in the community, in the culture? Do you think that there's ways that people could be more compassionate, especially in a parking lot? Get out of my parking space.
Yeah, definitely just being understanding of where everyone at, I think, is really important. And we're all cells on this giant being that is this planet, Earth. And if I'm you, you are me, like, what do you need? Like, being aware of, like, how we can tend to each other, like you're saying.
And I think it does come down to story, too. Like, seeing people where they're at is just, like, the crust on top of the deep, deep Earth that is underneath them. And so seeing someone is just, like, the tip of the iceberg, and trying to imagine, even just for fun, because there's no way we'll ever know, but imagining where they come from. Like, I work with kids, so oftentimes I can see directly, like, where their behaviors come from in their like families, or and that's really interesting. It's food for thought and helping me determine how to be compassionate to them in the classroom, like how to work better with them based on where I see them coming from. And oftentimes we don't get to see that. So trying to imagine people's story and knowing that it's so much bigger than the little iceberg we can see.
Absolutely. And do you believe in like meeting people where they are? Then it sounds like, you know, I mean, some people coming from a different place and different influences stuff, sometimes it's a bit of a struggle because they come from such a different place. And like, if people are troubled, people are acting out, and people are like, it's because they come from a specific influence and they come from a specific background, or they're in a specific situation that maybe we wouldn't be in because of our past or our history, but that's where they are. And if people are reaching out, even with just their actions, as you said, read people's actions, like, how do we meet people where they are? If it seems a lot of people get really frustrated because they said, well, I wouldn't do that. It's not something I would do. These people should be condemned for what they're doing. And I, aside from little children, because I understand what you're saying, a lot of people would have more compassion for children, whereas somebody that's an adult and they're acting out, they'd say, oh, it's terrible what they're doing. But I believe that even adults who are acting out, it comes from, you know, maybe a trauma in their life and that type of thing.
So. Oh, yeah. And working with kids teaches you that we are all kids.
Yeah.
We're just, we've just been doing it longer, but we still have all these same emotions and all the same root causes for our feelings and the way we act as kids.
Brilliant. Yeah. I think that we learn a lot from observing children's behaviors and, like you said, relating it to where we've come from. And it shows, like, you know, it's who you are is not always what you're going through. It's what you've been through, because it manifests in your everyday life. Who you're going to is who you're going to be is what you're being affected by right now in this moment. So anyway, you guys came up here from Seattle.
Yeah.
And, you came up for a reason. Is it, I know you're going to be playing at a house party. Is that the main reason you guys both came up here to play together at this place?
Yeah. And to be here with you, of course.
Definitely.
And we're very honored and happy to have you with us here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. What, do you want to do another song? Who's next?
Can we invite like all of Vancouver to this house show?
Well, that was a question that we were supposed to. Do you have an address that we could bleed out onto the airwaves? You might have all kinds of people showing up.
Oh man!
Friend us on the Facebook and.
Yeah, find us on Facebook. Private message us. We'll invite you privately.
Have compassion for your Saturday night.
Yes.
And give you something awesome to do.
And check out. Okay, so there's Haley Dayas. Which is Dayis. Luca, are you Googleable? I noticed there's a few Lucas out there in the world.
I know.
Do you want to be found by people?
Eventually, but I know.
Are you shy about people looking you up and saying hi? And will you come and play at our wedding? Or
no, I encourage that. Weddings are tricky, though. I don't know.
Well, it depends on what type of wedding. I played a blues wedding one time. We're out in like out in Hope, BC, one time years ago. It was such a fun time because they were really down-to-earth people that are like-minded, and it wasn't a very starched-out, upper crust. Right. It was very relaxed. It was a lot of fun.
That could be cool.
I'll start booking weddings, man.
Yeah,
they pay like New Year's gigs. They pay a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, was that wedding tax or something?
Wedding tax? What's that? Is that a website?
I just heard that recently. Everything is marked up if you say you're having a wedding or if you're planning a wedding.
Like,
everything
is
more expensive.
Oh, you're having a wedding. Well, it's just redo your bill here.
Yeah, exactly. It's a future for musicians.
Love should be cheaper, if not free.
Mm. Right?
You're getting married. Oh, we'll give you a discount. That's beautiful.
Boom.
Exactly. There's compassion right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show after this moment with our guests.
stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Sequential Circus has been showcasing cutting-edge West Coast live electronic music in Vancouver for over 10 years. Join us for Sequential Circus 21, featuring live musical performances by Bastet, Data Taste, Hitori Tori, Meet Your Wild Leader, and Tegan and Andrew Van Hassel, plus performance art by Claire Jemima, live visuals from Dermot Glennon, and much more. Put on your dancing shoes and join us at 10 p.m. Saturday, October 7th at Open Studios. Visit sequentialcircus.ca or facebook.com/sequentialcircus for more details.
And we're back on the Medicine Show. We are back on the Medicine Show. And with Haley Dias and Luca. And we were talking about compassion, playing some music. Welcome back, guys. You guys want to play some more music? And we'll
always. Always,
all
always.
All right. What song are we going to listen to next?
I will be singing, unless you want to sing. I'll go. This is a song called Let It All Be. I just recently recorded it with some kind of singing bowl spaciness, so just imagine that.
All right. And what it sounds like kind of a meditative song. What inspired this song? And do you got any words about it, or did you want to...
Oh, yeah. Well... there's words and also there's no words, but it came from kind of a dark time. I wrote it to kind of uplift myself out of a dark time, and it definitely worked, and I sing it to myself as medicine quite frequently. So it's my healing song, kind of inspired by the artist Pia, P-E-I-A. She's awesome.
Okay.
Totally a medicine lady, so look her up, and yeah. That's
sounds beautiful, and do you have it like... The recording is with a medicine bowl, the singing bowl.
Mm-hmm. And that's on my SoundCloud, which Haley Day is on SoundCloud. Yeah.
Look her up, D-A-Y-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hear it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
Teach me your songs, tell me your dreams, I'll carry them home with me. Care for the mind, love the mind, through times of harmony. Care for the mind, love the mind, through times of fear and grief. Let it all be, let it be, as the leaves fall down at our feet. Close your eyes.
Haley Deas on The Medicine Show. Thank you.
Yay.
All right. And so, Luca, would you like to play another song for us?
Of course I would, Jason.
Excellent.
This is a newer one. It's called the Ode to Bones.
Ode to Bones. Yeah. I'm going to write this down now and hear Ode to the Bone.
Ode to Bones.
Okay, thank you. Just had to get it right. And that's good. We'll just let it roll.
Hold to your feathers and your bones, you'll need those. Now that you're grown, you got your wings, you'll fly on home. Hope with your lungs, with your mind, you're traveling on. Your lungs and with your mind, you're traveling on all the way by yourself. Pull not back, no way to say. I'll help you find the wind to sail. You'll help me find far ways to myself. Oh, to bones, to your feathers and your bones, you'll get better. Now that you're grown, you have flown so far from home. Now it's gone, what is left? What went wrong? How did it open that note again? How should this have ended? On the road, all alone, and with no friends to call your own, all the way through the dawn, you will not ever be slow. All the way in by yourself. Pull not back, no way to say. I'll help you find the wind to sail. You'll help me find far ways to myself. Oh, oh, to bones. How could I know?
How could I?
Why did you go?
Why did you go? Thought you were done. Crashing like it did, I'm rowing from my sins. I'm holding all my lines to find.
You've never seen my heart. You've never heard my reasons. You never felt me holding on. Now you never felt my heart. And you never heard my reasons. No, you never felt me holding on. You never felt my, never felt my, never felt my.
Never, 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 no, not ever, 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 never, 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 no, not ever, never, never, no, not ever, never, never,
no, not ever, never,
never felt mine, never felt mine, never felt my heart.
No, not ever, never,
never, never, never, never, never,
no, not ever, never, 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 never,
never, Luca. Luca featuring Haley Deas on The Medicine Show. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to Wait and See by Matt Storm. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We're back on the Medicine Show, and we are talking compassion with Haley Deas and Luca. And I was asking, so why is this on your mind a lot? And she was telling me about, you know, that it's a lack of compassion that makes people act out and sort of give that lack of compassion is because they're not shown compassion. And so anyway, you want to expand a bit on, like I says, well, it sounds like you have some hope. And So you said that there are things that we can bring out, you know, there are things that we can do. And mm-hmm. like you said, some people call it like, oh, that's so obvious. And like, oh, that's just child's talk. Why do you even talk about like niceness? and I once said, you know, if you don't have, you know, the class to at least give somebody a smile, you know, how can you expect them, you know, to, people are having a hard day. Why not, you know, interact with them and reassure them that you're not their enemy just mm-hmm. by a simple gesture? So you want to expand upon that and how you think that there is hope?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just really comes down to the basics, and it's sometimes the basics that we forget because they're the basics. And I mean, I remember I worked at Pike Place Market in Seattle, and it's like a super bustling, crazy, insane place to work. I worked at a bakery, and sometimes interactions with people would be very clipped and short because you're working and you don't have time or whatever. But I remember one day I just like made it a point to be as kind to each individual as I could be in small ways. And I remember I gave a woman a simple compliment. I like your hair. It's really, you look really beautiful with that really short hair. And then she came back 15 minutes later and was like, I just have to tell you that that meant a lot to me because I just finished chemo and having short hair is hard for me. And you saying that like really made my day so much better. And to me, like that took hardly any energy. It felt good to do. And the reward was like tenfold. And it just was a really beautiful moment that was a kind of marker for me working there, just to remember that we get in our habits, our daily ritual of like moving around each other. And maybe instead of moving around each other, we can like engage and reinvent our spaces and reinvent our lives by just opening our mouths and our hearts and like being real with each other about the things that we like and positive things.
Absolutely. I think people get into a habit of assuming sort of a communication style. Mm-hmm. And we've established this communication. We go on about our day. Why not stop and go, wait a second. Let's try and communicate with each other. And this can happen especially with people that you're familiar with, but as well as people on the street. You know, we're just used to mind your own business, carry on your own way, and why not engage? Mm-hmm. Why not to speak to loved ones like you've never met them instead of getting frustrated with their habits? Why not say, hey, what's going on with you? Like, mm-hmm. You know, and I think that can definitely, like you said, reinvent the way that we're communicating and engaging. Mm-hmm. And so a lot, I was talking to a few listeners earlier, people in asking for some feedback on the topic. And they said, you know, people are people and people are not going to change. You know, you can't make people change and be, you know, more compassionate. And there's a bit of me that's like very hopeful too, and I'm like, but that means like there's no reason for this show, and what am I doing, and makes me question. I go, no, because that's the reason that I go through my life is with hope that there can be betterment. And are people truly set in their ways, or can we affect people with our actions and our interactions? Do you see hope for in our culture for change and positive effects with interaction?
Oh yeah, I definitely believe that we can change or help encourage change in people, and a lot of that is just coming from like your own heart space, like speaking from the heart space to them, like trying to connect with them on an energetic level, and. Yeah. Something like that, like kind of waking them up or like jostling their heart or, yeah.
I think it takes doing that to ourselves first, of course. Oh, I mean, sure. I think that...
It's like that song that you sang, you know?
Yeah.
about, what was it, the
Shattered Kid? Well, and Luke and I were talking on the way here in the car about like how like our process for writing music is, because I relate to what you said about how like originally we write the song to heal ourselves. Like when we're writing the song, it's about ourselves. And then once it becomes a song, it becomes about everybody, because when people listen to it, it's them and they're relating to the I, the person, the point of view in the song. So really, like, yeah, it is about starting with ourselves, and then that spreads out like ripples and affects everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, I think that there is hope, and some people, I'm trying to remember this word where it's like people think that it's like, you know, oh, it's just so everyday. That's just a saying. And it'll come to me later, of course, when I'm not trying to remember the word, but it's basically the same thought, is that, you know, these sayings, they came from, like, if they stuck and they became a saying, that's because that they were, you know, needed.
An old truth.
Yeah, a wise piece of truth, like a stitch in time saves nine. You stop, you do the stitch, and it won't keep ripping. If we stop and, you know, engage, maybe we can, you know, help things from keep getting worse, even at very least. And I think that, you know, perhaps it's true. Maybe we're just going swirling down, and there is no, you know, there is disaster in the future. But the thing is that we don't do good things because we try to, because it's, we think that it's going to change the world. We do them because it's right, and because that's, like, to me, somebody asked me, well, what do you want? And I said, well, I believe kind of in prophecy and stuff like this, that, you know, this world may be going to crap, but we are ascending to like a new earth or a better place. And there is hope for the future, but it may not be what everybody's fighting for right now. That doesn't mean we stop fighting for the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's people who fight against the bomb or fight against like oil and water and stuff. I think that those are very just causes, and that we should keep doing this. And that's great, because it is a process in our inner spirit that makes us better people. Mm-hmm. That's why we do it. I don't necessarily think we're going to necessarily win a war against lawyers and money. I just think that we should do it because it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so compassion is for the same thing. I mean, everything is affected one for another. Like I said at the beginning, all of the things that we are surrounded with and encounter we're related to everything.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, and
we're
start
related
a song.
To everything.
Let's sing a song, bye.
Yeah, like Luke said, though, we are cells in a great being. Like, even just on the highway tonight, I was like, oh my gosh, we're like little tiny cells in this blood vessel on the highway, like,
yeah,
all moving together. But yeah, so like, we're all little cells, and if each of us has that hope and makes that minor change to like make the little moves and talk to people and take that compassion in little moments, like those are individual cells changing in the greater body, so it will make a difference. We just have to
And it's so funny, like I said, some people were kind of almost like, well, where are you gonna go with this topic? It's just so, you know, you can't change the world just with an action. And I absolutely love your story about Pike Plastic Market and the lady with the short hair, because that is like, if impactful was a real word, that's impactful.
Mm.
You know, to me, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it. If anybody's curious to see Haley and Luca playing live, we're on Facebook Live right now. Hi, Facebook Live.
Hello. I keep forgetting that's there.
Yeah. I just stuck it on a shelf. I like to joke, I got to put you on a shelf. Facebook. Anyway, yeah. So there's that. And as I said, if you want to find either one of these two, you can find Haley Deus online. Did you want to give a quick plug for your
Yeah, sure. It's Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y. I just have to say it because
it's
often misspelled. D-A-Y-I-S. And I'm on SoundCloud. I've been uploading my newer projects and more experimental stuff on there, which is super fun. Starting to collaborate with lots of new musicians and old friends. And then my EP from 2015, kind of older songs, is on Bandcamp, and same name and everything. I'm playing a show in Seattle for all those peeps who are going to be there November 11th at Skylark in West Seattle. I'm pretty stoked. I'm playing with my good friend Candace and a couple other awesome humans. So
shout outs to Candace.
Candace. Yeah.
And Skylark. So. Right on.
Yeah.
And Luca, I know we discussed Googleable, and there is a few Lucas out there. One of my favorite was playing with Daniel Lanois at the Commodore. Luca, you are so good. Anyway, Luca seems to be vibrating at a good resonance, because all the Lucas I've heard play are playing such wonderful music. Can we say your last name or how to find you? Because I know that there was a little bit of an add-on of your name on SoundCloud.
Mm.
Do you want to mention that, or we'll just skip along?
Let's just skip along. It's not important.
I want to promo this
names.
Guy.
What's
in a name? Just say hello to Haley, and she'll put you in touch with him if it's important.
Yeah.
Say hello. Yeah. Or if you want to follow him or something, you know. Anyway, so I guess we should. I guess it's time to say that you're listening to The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Coast Salish Unceded Territory. And we are listening, and we have in the studio with us Haley Dias and Luca. You guys want to play another song?
Sure.
Excellent. What song are you going to play next?
Well, okay. I just finished writing this song yesterday.
Oh,
and I'm
fresh.
Feeling pretty ballsy right now. So it's fresh. And it's just like I have to play it because it's so in the vein of what we're talking about. It's like the exact topic.
I feel very, I'm very excited. Go ahead and play. What's it called?
It doesn't even have a name yet. So people can give me ideas if they want to. It's about the shadow side and like dancing with our shadows instead of hiding from them. So maybe it could be called
Dancing
Shadow Side
with our
shadows. Yes.
There we go. Haley Dias on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
And Luke, if you're feeling it, go ahead and harmonize.
I should have brought my egg shakers.
Chasing high after high, fantasies planted inside our minds, seeking why we should give love one more try. Hide nothing, now is time to look at our shadow side. She's waiting for the chance to be allowed to dance in the light of the moonlit sky. Open the door, run outside in the light of the moonlit sky. Open the door, run outside. Take your pride, lay it down by the riverside. Your shame, hold it up for the wind to take away. Watching year after year, patterns of ancient fear encrypted into how we see somebody new. Hide nothing, now is time to look at our shadow side. She's waiting for the chance to be allowed to
Haley Diaz on the Madison Show. And as I said earlier, we're on Facebook Live. Hey, everybody. It's Vancouver Madison Show. If you want to tune in for the last little run here, we're winding up to the end of the show. And I am not going to be here for a couple of weeks. I'm going to wait till Ali gets back in town. And but that doesn't mean that we won't be back with the Madison Show in November. Yay. That's just a couple of weeks away, practically. So, let's see. It is 12:16 on the West Coast. Thanks for listening. Luca, did you want to play another song for us?
Do we have time?
Absolutely, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The song is called This Is What.
I'm sorry? This Is What?
This Is What. The song that I play sometimes with my sibling band, actually.
You have a sibling band. Mm-hmm. Something else we should probably know about.
Yeah, you can search Youth Rescue Mission. It's actually Googleable.
That's beautiful.
Youth Rescue Mission, or go to youthrescuemission.com.
And who's in this band?
My two brothers, my sister and I. But we've kind of been laying low lately.
And may I ask what part of the world does this happen in?
We were raised in Montana, but made a lot of music in the recent years in Seattle.
That's beautiful.
So, but we're all kind of all over the place right now, so it's hard to pull it all together sometimes, but when we do, something happens.
It's funny. I actually grew up playing in a band with my brother and sister, and my sister played the drums, my brother played guitar, and I played bass. I always wanted to, like, sing and rock and roll. My brother always wanted to do blues, so it ended up being kind of a combination of sounds.
Fusion.
Who sang? Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, my brother mostly, but I mean, I always wanted to sing, so I always felt that writing was the way to go. So I had to start writing when I was a youngster. So, but yeah, it was
awesome.
Blues-based band. But I always find that, you know, when you hear these family bands, it's amazing what they can do together, because they know each other so well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the good and the bad. So what was the name of that? So what?
This Is What.
Okay, sounds good. Let's hear it.
I sigh. Was a partner in the back of your heart. Try as we who may try, but what is this? How can it turn around? Was to wait on life, but you in this light, when I saw you I cried, when I lost my shift, I was the older boy for it. This is it. This This is life you won, and this is this, and I watch you turn to dust. This is what, this is what you failed, you failed, and this is what, this is what you failed, you failed, and this is how, this is how you failed, you failed.
Yeah. And that was the, it's like a violin bow.
Cello.
Cello bow on the guitar at that last part. Thank you so much for that. And, okay. Any shout outs for anybody or last thoughts for the evening you guys want to leave with us with Vancouver?
I have a little poem quote.
Oh, yes.
That I wrote once when I did a piece of, I'm also an artist and I do artwork of humans turning into plants, which is totally in our theme. And the quote that goes with it is, "When parts of me perish and wither away, I know that new growth will come from the decay." So that's my parting idea.
And isn't that like a circle of life?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful stuff. Any parting words you'd like to give out? Or
I'd like to shout out to everyone tuning in here on the telephone thing.
And the telephone's watching you.
And the radio computer land.
Woo!
Thank you. We love you.
We do.
And thank you, Jason, for having us.
Yes.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun to have you guys. Beautiful music, beautiful vibes. Mm. And thanks to everybody. Thanks to Facebook tuning in, everybody listening. Okay, back to the scripted part of the show. Every Friday night at 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca and themedicineshow.ca. I'm Jason Lawrence, and missing our Ali Baba Ghazali from the back alley, who will be back in a couple of weeks. Let's give thanks. Thanks to the Maker. Thanks to our guests as well, Haley Deus and Luca. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and everyone out there listening in this beautiful city and possibly around the globe. We love you. Please let us know your thoughts on our website, themedicineshow.ca. We are actually going to leave you with one of our Medicine Show family members who was a guest that was on here a couple of weeks ago. His name is Caleb Hart. His song is Always Remember. So tune in at the end of the month, closer to November. We'll be back. Relax your nerves, appease your spirit, set your mind at rest, and have a good night. See you soon.
Stay tuned for the late night show.
Coming up after these bits of music, the late night show.
Music bits.
Musical bits. You know, so we're actually going to have to play it from here. So there we go. See you soon.
well-versed in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation. We have to always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation. Living in a time where Babylon had the people them so delirious, in an acutely disturbed state of mind resulting from illness. Intoxication characterized by illusion, restlessness, causing incoherence of thought and speech. You know the devious pop flip it around and see the reggae music bringing out the truth. Equal rights and justice, we chanting for every single ghetto youth. We have to always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation. Always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation. Roots, keep yourself grounded in the truth. Rock so solid that him cannot be moved. Reggae are the sweetest and this mad sick groove. Victorious in Christ so we never ever lose. Not the kind of youth to be singing out the blues. White, gold and green are the colors that I choose. Stand firm, hold the faith, fly high, run the race. Fall down, try again, get back up, tie your lace. You can do it, I believe in you. After all that thing that life's put you through. Don't give up, no, Jah believes in you. After all the things that he's seen you through. You can do it, I believe in you. After all the things that life's put you through. Don't give up now, Jah believes in you. After all the things that he's seen you through. Always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Yeah. Forever give thanks to the King of Kings. Is my humble recommendation. We have to always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation. We have to always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation. We have to always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation.